Take your Bibles this morning to the book of Luke chapter 10, and I'm going to read from verses 38 to 42. Book of Luke chapter 10, verses 38. I want to talk about a very, very important story this morning. And I want you to pay attention to this story, because this story will challenge you, will encourage you, and will help you to live the life that God wants you to live. To live a purposeful life. The book of Luke chapter 10 verses 38 to 42, I read. Now it came to pass, as they went, they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. I mean, the Bible says, Jesus Christ with his disciples, okay, when you look as they, it was not only Jesus Christ that was passing by. I mean, he's going around with his disciples. Okay. Now, they enter into the village. And the Bible says, there was a certain woman named Martha, received him into her house. Verse 39. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Look at verse 41. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Look at verse 42. That is my text. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. I want to read that again. But one thing is needful for you, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And this morning, I want to talk about anxiety in our Christian life. Amen. Anxiety in our Christian life. Now, when we look at the story well, we see that Jesus Christ with his disciples, they go from one village to the other. And you know what the Bible said? Jesus Christ said, as a preacher, as someone that is preaching the word of God, if you go from one place and they accept you, you know what the Bible says? He said, you abide with them and heed everything they put in front of you. And the same thing Jesus Christ did, he led the example of what he preached to his disciples. So when they came to a certain house and a certain woman by the name of Martha, and Martha is the sister of who? Lazarus. Okay? The sister of Lazarus in the book of John chapter 11. So the Bible says, when they came, and Lazarus also had a sister, Mary. And Mary saw Jesus Christ, the Bible says, he went to Jesus Christ and he sat at the feet of Jesus. Listen, at the feet of Jesus, we always get so many wonderful things. Yeah. Whenever Jesus sat down, that is when he begins to expand the word of God. That is when he begins to expand the mystery of the kingdom of God to the people. Whenever he sat down, that is when he begins to say a lot of things to the people for their learning and for their admonition. But the Bible says, Martha, she was so troubled, so caring about how she would take care of Jesus Christ and the disciples. And in her willingness to take care or to feel the Lord Jesus Christ, she was so troubled that, am I going to be the one taking care of Jesus Christ alone? Why won't Mary, my sister, come and join me so that we can serve Jesus Christ and his disciples? I know it was disappointing news. It was a very disappointing news to Martha that Jesus Christ was said, listen, you care so much about serving. You care so much about earthly things. You care so much about feeding us that you are missing something great in life. And the same thing in our Christian life today. The reason why we live in anxiety in our Christian life, and the word anxiety means the fear of nervousness about what might happen. The fear of nervousness about what might happen. And Jesus said, listen, you care so much. You are so anxious. You are so anxious about many things that you are so busy. But there's one thing that is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall never be taken away from her. And many of us today in our Christian life, we are going through so much anxiety. The nervousness of what might happen. It has not happened, but we are so nervous that this will happen to me. You know, someone said, fear is the presence of thing that is not there. The fear is the presence of thing that is not there. In our anxiety, we are so careful and we are missing a lot of things in life. We are missing a lot of things in our spiritual life. Because of our anxiety, many people will not read their Bibles. Because, I don't know what will happen to us. Because of our anxieties, many people will not go to church. I don't know what will happen to my children. I don't know what will happen to my wife. I don't know what's going to be the future. We let the anxiety cripples our life from attending to the things that are needful for us. Anxieties in our Christian life will kill us. Anxieties in our Christian life will cripple us. Anxiety in our Christian life will make us ineffective in the work of the Lord. And we begin to combat and we begin to run at a scatter. And let me tell you something, there are so many Christians today that they have been duped by these false prophets because of anxieties. The fear that is not there. There are so many Christians today that have been crippled. Listen, we let the anxieties get hold of our lives, and because of that, we begin to live a defeated Christian life. We begin to live a life that is not glorifying to God. What are the causes of anxieties in our life? What are those things that are causing anxieties in our Christian life? Number one is the lack of facts. It's the lack of facts. We don't really know who we are dealing with. We don't really know the man that we are dealing with. Let me tell you something. He mature had known the kind of man Jesus is, he would have left everything that she was caring about. No, Jesus Christ said, I'm the bread of life.
Yeah.
Listen, I am the bread of life. That is why I believe Mary understood that. Listen, I'm filled with the word of God. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing. Listen, the only way our faith can grow is when we hear. And when we don't hear, our faith cannot grow. Listen, we need to understand. We need to know the kind of person that we are dealing with. The reason why you are so caring, you worry yourself too much about things that are going on in your life. You attend to every duty in your life because you like facts. You lack facts. We don't have the knowledge of Him. We don't have the knowledge of God. Take your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah. Take your Bibles to Jeremiah. I want to show you something in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9. Listen, this is one thing that will really help us if we get hold of the truth. The reason why we allow anxieties in our Christian life is because we lack facts. We have not the knowledge of the person that we are dealing with. Jeremiah chapter 9, let's read from verses 23. And the Bible says, verse 23 to 24, thus saith the Lord, let not a wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let a mighty man glory in his might. Let not a rich man glory in his riches. Let me tell you something. If you allow anxieties in your life, your wisdom will be gone.
Yeah.
Your might will be gone. Listen, anxiety will cripple you. As if you are not the man that you used to be. So let not a mighty man, all these things can be easily taken away from you when you allow anxieties in your life. It will sap the energy. It's energy sucker. If you just suck the energy out of you, even if there's no man on earth that allows anxiety in his life that will not creep with that person. Look at what the Bible says. And let not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Look at verse 24. But let him that glorieth glory in this. That he what? He understandeth and knoweth what? Me. That I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things, what? I delight, said the Lord. Say, I delight when you live a righteous life. I delight when you live a godly life. I delight when you do the right thing. I delight when you are exercising judgment, loving kindness. We need to understand the lack of facts is the reason why people live in anxiety. The Bible says that a soul be without knowledge, it is not good.
Yeah.
That a soul be without knowledge, it is not good. That is why every one of us, we must understand, we must have the knowledge of the person that we are dealing with. Matter. Look at wonderful lady. Listen, no one will want to doubt the activities that she was doing. Listen, every man here, we love eating, right? We love food. Listen, if you come back from work and your wife has not prepared food, do you if you see the way our eyes will go deep, listen, hungriness, if hunger catches you, you not even hear what people are saying outside. I believe Martha, she felt that way, that I need to take care of this man of God. She was doing the right thing. She was doing what she was supposed to do. But she left what is most important. And because of that, she was so anxious about everyone else, about what other people outside thinks. Listen, when we allow anxieties to creep in our lives, it will make us ineffective. And the causes of anxiety, the lack of heart. Number two, fear. Lack of heart and the presence of fear. Listen, the presence of fear brings about worry. Worry is emotional distress caused by anticipating unknown adversity. Listen, see, this is fear. You worry. It is something that is not there. Everything that we care about, everything that we worry about is not there. I mean, it's just a simple truth. Everything that you worry about is not there. Listen, I don't know about tomorrow. I don't know the future. I don't know what it's going to bring. But let me tell you something. We shouldn't worry about the future. We shouldn't worry about what has not happened to us already. That is why when we live in the present, when we live day to day, we enjoy our life to the fullest. Listen, the moment we begin to worry about what is going to happen in the future, that is when we begin to worry about what is going to kill us. You know, when we started the church building, our church property, it comes to a point, I will not sleep at night. I mean, just being honest with you. My wife will tell me, you are not sleeping. That is what fear we curse. That is what fear we do in our lives. We begin to worry about things that are not there. The anxiety is a spiritual disease. It's a bad disease. When you begin to allow anxieties in your life, it will even kill you more than any other things in life. Let me tell you something. People go from one place to another seeking deliverance. They will tell them, they go to the hospitals, there's no cure. And the doctors will tell them, listen, we don't know what is wrong with you. I have seen a pastor, a good friend of mine, he runs a recovery home that people, they've taken them to the hospital, and the doctors will tell them that there's nothing wrong with you. Say, listen, I don't have any special power. I know that is a spiritual problem. And one thing he always do with them, listen, number one, is either you've allowed bitterness in your heart, and when you allow bitterness in your heart, it will hinder you. There was a man that was blind. He told a story. I met a man physically. Not that I read a book. I met the man physically. The man was blind simply because he was holding grudges against someone. He was holding grudges, holding bitterness in his heart. And the first heist was gone. And the second heist was gone. And they brought the man. And the man said this. First of all, he wants the people to be open to him. Said his best friend took his wife night before their wedding. And you will tell me that is very serious. And because of that, this man allowed bitterness over the years. He kept the man in his heart. He will not let go. And let me tell you something. Bitterness is like taking a poison and expecting other people to die. That is what bitterness will cause. And that is the same thing anxiety will cause. It will cause us not to be the kind of person that we want to be when we are so anxious about the future. The causes of anxieties, the lack of fat, the causes of anxiety, fear, and number three, lack of faith. Lack of faith, the consequences of anxiety is much than we could imagine. It leads to emotional disturbance. The person who is anxious will not find joy and peace in their hearts. Let me tell you something. When you allow anxieties, you will never find joy. Everything you want to do, you'll be forced to do it. You will never experience that kind of joy that you should experience in your life. When you are anxious, no smile on your face. People will force you to smile. You will think that everything is wrong with you and nothing is wrong with you. But you allow anxiety to get out of you. It will take your joy and it will take the peace of God. That is why the Bible says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. And Martha was troubled. She was covered. She was so caring about cooking. And that leads her to emotional disturbance. Jesus Christ, can't you let Mary, my sister, join me? She was so disturbed because of her anxiousness. Because too much of caring. And it also leads to physical damage. It caused people to have rapid heartbeats. Let me tell you something. If you're anxious, your heartbeat will not be normal. And that is why they tell people that have high blood pressure. What do you tell them? Advise them. Emarunuma. Stop thinking. The fear that is not there. We begin to worry. So let me tell you something. When we allow anxiety to get hold of us, our heartbeat will not be normal. We have imbalanced heartbeats, rapid heartbeat, shortness of breath, and also inability to sleep. You will not be able to sleep. And that is why, let me tell you something. These rich people, the people that are rich, they don't sleep well because they worry about a tanker on the way. They worry about the business in Kano. They worry so much. And that is why these people, if they are not careful, they die before their time. Because they allow anxiety, the shortness of breath, and sometimes when you are anxious, you just lose your appetite. Because you've allowed that thing to get out of you. You worry yourself about what is going to be the future. And you begin, when they ask you, please eat. That is why it kills more people in the hospital. Because when they were sick, they began to think, what is going to be the end of my life? Let me tell you something. The anxiety kills more people. Because no matter how much the drugs, medicine they give them, if they still allow anxiety in their lives, the medicine will not work. The medicine will not work. And that is why anxiety will lead to emotional disturbance. Anxiety will lead to physical damage. And also anxiety will lead to spiritual damage. You will not be able to pray. Let me tell you something. When you allow anxieties in your life, you will not be able to pray the way you should. Just like the disciples of Jesus Christ. They were in the sea with Jesus Christ and the storm came. And when the storm came, Jesus Christ was sleeping. You know, sometimes in our anxieties, we try our best. After we've tried our best and we fail, and that is when we remember to call on the person that can help us. The same thing, the disciples of Jesus Christ, when they were on the sea, the storm arose and they have tried their possible best they could. And later they remember, what? There is a man inside the ship with us. And that was when they decided to call on Jesus Christ to help them. Listen, when we allow anxieties in our lives, we will experience spiritual damage. Unable to pray. You will not be unable to read your Bible. Listen, when you allow anxieties in your life, a Bible will become a burning book instead of your consolation. You will not be able to spend time and read the Word of God. Listen, I'm telling you something that I've experienced in my life that I know that many of us, we are going through it right now because we've allowed anxieties in our lives. It will cause a spiritual problems. Anxiety is a disease and a silent killer of a spiritual life. Just like they call blood pressure a silent killer, right? That is what they call blood pressure. No, hypertension. You know the same thing. Hypertension is the blood pressure. Yeah. They call hypertension a silent killer. No. Silent killer. If you are not careful, the same thing anxiety. Anxiety leads to physical damage, then spiritual damage. Listen, Christian. Just like Jesus Christ told Martha, all you need is me. That is the question. Do you need him? Listen, all we need in our anxieties, we do not need the things that have not happened to us. We do not need the things that we think will happen to us. All we need right now is him.
Amen.
We need him now. It is now that we need him. Someone said, he said, why worry when you can pray? Why worry when you can pray? It is all we need. There is a tragedy when a soul thinks it does not need God. It is all need. That's what the Bible says in the book of Luke. Take your Bible back to the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 42. Look at what the Bible says. It says, one thing. It's not saying two things. Say, there is one thing, Mary, that is needful. I'm also telling you this morning, one thing that is needful in our Christian life. One thing that is needful in your Christian life is for you to get to know him. Say, one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part that shall not be taken away from her. Listen. When you get to know him, your mind will be at peace. Your mind will be at peace when you get to know him. Take your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. And let's see what the Bible says. Listen, why do we have to worry about the things that are not there when we realize that he is what we need? He is what we need. Philippians chapter 4. Look at verses 6 and 7. Look at what the Bible says. Be careful. Listen, don't be anxious. Exactly the same thing that the Bible also wants to say. Be careful for what? Nothing. I coming. Can we just live our life and be careful for nothing? Listen, our life will be much at peace if we can simply obey God. Say, be careful for nothing. I mean, how will our Christian life be full and be full of energy if we can just simply obey Christ? Be careful for nothing. How are we going to serve Him with all our strength if we can simply follow? Say, be careful for nothing. I love that first word. Be careful. Don't trouble yourself. Don't stress yourself. In Yoruba, my baby, right, Bruno? Be careful for nothing. But the Bible says, but in everything. Listen, don't care for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplications, with what? Thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. The same thing Mary did. She sat at the feet of Jesus. She sat at the feet of Jesus while learning. She sat at the feet of Jesus because she realized that He is all in His. Look at verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Wow. How would you experience that kind of calmness? That kind of calmness in your anxiety. See, and the peace of God, not the peace of man. Listen, man will never give you peace. This world is full of trouble. This world is full of anxieties. Even when you turn on the radio itself can kill people. And you say, what to be there? Only one here. The radio can kill people. Listening to radio can cause high blood pressure. Listen, I listen to international news. There is flood here. There is killing here. There is bombing here. Earthquake here. I mean, starvation. All sort of things are going on. All these things can cause anxieties, external influences. But the Bible says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What are you anxious about? Is there anything in your life right now that you're just so you are losing sleep over it? Someone used to say this, it's just a slang. Forget it. I will tell you this morning, forget it. Let it go. Let it go. You need to let go of those things and listen up. Focus. You know what the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2? It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. When we look unto Him, when we look unto Jesus, let me tell you something, you will never be disappointed. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And the Bible also says in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, trust in the man. No? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. With all your hearts, and lean not unto thy own understanding. You know, whenever we lean onto our understanding, that is when trouble begins in our lives. And we begin to think, I can do this. I get this all covered. That is when you say, oh, you think you can do it. Listen, God does not give any one of us the spirit of fear. Yeah. No, with God. There is no fear with God. That is why every time He always rebuke His disciples. Don't you have faith? Where is your faith? Because I will give the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear does not come from me. That is why the more we trust in Him, the more our faith grows. The more we trust in him, the more our faith grows. It's a step of faith. Living for Jesus is a step of faith. Spending time with Jesus is a step of faith. And we need this faith to calm our fears, to calm our anxiety. One thing is needful. Do you need that this morning? Is God all you need? Is God all you need? Hope? You still get your problems in the bag. You come to church, you put your Bible beside your problems. You bag your Bible with your problems and you still bring it to church. And when you're still going, you still take it with you. No, God wants us to live a life that is filled with the knowledge of him. And when you know him, know what Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 3, said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Listen up, do you know him? Mary had chosen that good part, which shall never be taken away from her. Do you want to choose that good part to this morning? Listen, anxieties, worriness, fear are enemies of our Christian life. And they do not originate from God. They originate from Satan. And God does not want you to live that life. Listen, you can stand before God and God say, you are of great faith. Every head bowed this morning. Every head bowed this morning as we pray. Every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. And let's stand up on our feet. Let's stand up on our feet this morning. Father, we come before you. This morning we realize how much we need you. We realize that you are all that we need. In this life, there are so many things around us. There are so many things that are causing us to be emotionally imbalanced, that are causing us to be worried about things that are not there. Anxieties, anxious, nervousness about what might happen. And you have shown us in your word that we should be careful for nothing, because you are always by our side. But most of the time, we've allowed our problems, our difficulties to get hold of us, and we do not see what you want us to say. Father, we pray for every one of us this morning that you will give us the faith that conquers our fears, the faith that live in this world successfully. And help us, O Lord, we come before you, because this is one of the diseases that is destroying many people's Christian life, making them run to and fro. Father, help us, O Lord, so that we will live the life of faith. Help us, O Lord, to always look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you, Father, because of what you have done for us. Help us this week to live a victorious Christian life. We thank you. We ask all of these